Good morning and welcome to Jump in Tucson. This is the Friday Tucson success stories for businesses and organizations that are doing good things in Tucson. And with me is my good friend Sixto Molina. Good morning, Sixto.
Good morning, Dr. Eckerle. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so I feel like we have the winning golf fivesome here. We have Laura's here with us, and of course, Morgan's here with us, and then we have Leo Garcia, and we got to get back out to that course, because I beat you guys, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I beat you. Of course, you gave me 9 strokes per hole, so it was pretty easy to win, but I sandbagged you on the first couple of holes, and then I came through at the end there, and that was
yes,
pretty fun.
Yes, you did.
That was one of the biggest breakfasts I've ever ordered in my life to make you guys pay for it. Good morning, Leo Garcia. How are you doing?
Great. Good morning to you and to everyone here and whoever is listening out there.
Great.
We wish a great, great day today.
Yeah, fantastic. So, Leo, you and Laura, of course, Laura helps us with our accounting for the show, but you and I met at a golf tournament several years ago, and we've been doing some creative things together. And as I was telling Morgan when we were standing out front and saw you guys and you had that truck, let's see, you got a landscaping business, you got a business services business, you had a restaurant at one time, you were building a soccer field for kids. It's amazing how many different things you have going on. And the other things that you did, if you've got some kids, you've got a couple of young adults now that are doing good things in sports and but restaurants as well. So
yeah, my son Jacob just won the regional championship, you know, in the western part of the country.
Great.
He goes to Western Oregon University.
Right.
He plays soccer.
Mm-hmm.
So we just won the first place for our conference.
Yeah, I know you've been flying back and forth to the games. It's been
yes.
great. So, well, we're here this morning to talk about one of your other business ventures, which I think is the most delicious one of all, which is Lumbre Pizza a la leña, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So, and your son, Leo Garcia Jr., is the chef there and the proprietor, along with you helping him business-wise. And, of course, we're all helping him. We're all buying his pizza. So,
yes.
So tell us a little bit about Lumbre.
Well, the first thing I can tell you that my son, he's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
He loved food, you know, since, you know, a long time ago. He started in a restaurant, in the Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went work his way up to become a chef right now. And he is a perfectionist when it comes to food, you know. So he actually handcrafts these pizzas,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's all wood fire,
mm-hmm.
and he does the carne asada pizza, the chorizo con papas,
mm-hmm.
calabacitas, pepperoni, sausage, mm-hmm. and other ones
mm-hmm.
that are, you know, handcrafted. And one of the things that I want to point out is that, you know, that like the native people, mm-hmm. they handcraft their artistry.
Right.
So for him, making the pizza is also a handcrafted pizza, which is different than just a regular pizza.
Right.
You come in and you have an experience tasting this really good pizza. Besides, he does other beautiful things. I know that your favorite is elote loco.
Yeah, yeah.
And he
yeah.
just, you know, he roasts this beautiful elote with his own sauce that he makes.
Delicious, yeah.
And it's amazing. You know, we're at 210 West Broadway Boulevard, which is downtown.
Right.
We're inside of the place called
Cartel.
Lab Coffee.
Right.
Right,
I think it's
corner.
Appropriate, Leo, that you're in a place called Cartel. I just think that's amazing with all the things you're into and all the stuff. So, Sixto, you and I were there with Alan Kaith and his daughter Nicole the other night, and Leo and Laura were there. And what did you think of the pizza?
I thought it was great pizza.
Yeah.
The pizza that I like is plain cheese pizza.
Right.
And but they have all kinds of toppings on there, so I'll go back and try some of the toppings with the Mexican
right.
Chorizo and the carne asada.
Yeah,
you talked about, Leo, pizza with all these toppings. In my part of town, people roll those pizzas up and call them burritos.
Well, you know, I saw you over there. I didn't sample your pizza because it had those jalapenos on them, and you know, vanilla ice cream's too hot for me. So I saw you over there enjoying that. But Alan Kath and I, we had Hawaiian pizza, which was basically pepperoni and pineapple and all that. And so what Alan was doing was he was pulling the crust off on the back end and handing it to you because you like the really well done crust, don't you?
Yes, yeah. I like the little burnt crust, and you know that the wood does that. You know, it gives you a nice, you know, little burning taste of the wood. You know that we have a combined wood that is oak and mesquite.
Right.
You know, we bring the wood from up in the White Mountains. Right. Then we have a guy that delivers it to us. Mm-hmm. We also get it from my landscaping company or some friends that have good mesquite wood.
Right.
And Leo does the combine of the...
Well, speaking of which, let's talk to Leo because he's the chef. Good morning, Leo. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great. How are you guys doing?
Great, great. We were just raving about your pizza that we had the other night at your place, and what an amazing opportunity for you. We're going to take a little break here in just a second, but I wanted to just, if you could just give us a little quick rundown on your experience of how you became a chef and how you got into this this pizza business. Kind of, where did you learn your craft?
Absolutely. I just want to clarify, it's not burnt. It's beautifully charred.
Wood charred. Sorry.
It's charred, you know? Just to clarify that up. And, I've always been around cooking hands, specifically my Nana Gloria. My dad has always been an influence in cooking as well. And we actually opened a restaurant 2016, closed down, but that was the start of the journey of being behind the scenes of a restaurant and getting to it. And then, you know, as time went on, I was able to find a spot that taught me how to make the wood fire pizzas here locally in Tucson. And so that's how the journey started. And as I was learning pizzas, I was enough to do build our first oven, and here we are 4 years later, a few ovens later, and a brick and mortar just getting started, and lots of blessings and to come. You know, this is just the beginning.
Yeah, well, you're doing great. We're going to have to take a quick break here, Leo, and we'll come back and talk to you about what makes your pizza different. We'll talk a little bit more about that wood that you use, which is amazing, to get you that delicious char, delicious pizza crust that you deliver.
Not burnt,
that delicious char that you get. We're talking to Leo Garcia Sr. and Leo Garcia Jr., the owners and proprietors of Lumbre Pizza a la Leña, and they're doing a great job down in downtown Tucson cooking up some delicious pizza. When we come back, we'll talk to some more about what they're offering and what you can do if you jump in Tucson. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. My co-host this morning is Sixto Molina. Good morning again, Sixto.
Good morning, Dr. Ackerley.
Well, we love a good meal, don't we? We like to go out and sample some of the good meals that I don't know how many we've been to, but it's got to be in the hundreds by now.
Absolutely.
Spending a couple years together running for mayor and doing some things. That pizza the other night was pretty good at Lumbre a la Leña. Lumbre Pizza a la Leña.
Yes.
So that was very good, wasn't it?
Yeah, outstanding. In fact, so good that we had to order another one.
Yeah, we did. We kept ordering. It was great. Well, with us is Leo Garcia in studio, and then with us is Leo Garcia Jr., who is the main person behind that kitchen, because he's the one that tosses that pizza dough in the air and makes those delicious pizzas. So, Leo, tell us a little bit about what makes your pizza different. We were just talking to Morgan. There's probably three or four pizza places around near you down there downtown. What makes your pizza different?
Yes, absolutely. Our pizzas are different based off of the toppings that we put on. We do Sonoran flavors. We do Mexican toppings as far as carne asada pizza. We have a tomatillo pizza that has carnitas. That one actually emulates a enchilada. So it's a green tomatillo salsa that we normally use for a green enchiladas. Instead of chicken that we normally use at the house, we put carnitas, and then we had the tomato and onions to finish the pizza. And that one alone, you know, that one alone, just the smell will get you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we specialize in the Mexican toppings, and we do Sonoran flavors.
And part of that flavor comes from the wood that you use. Your dad was talking about the different kind of wood that comes from up north, and also the mesquite down here. So
we use a blend. So we kind of started off with the oak, and as soon as, you know, it gets hot enough, we start putting in the mesquite to get that smoky flavor, and it all comes together.
I thought it was interesting the other night when you were kind of telling us how the pizza oven works and how what temperature it is when you're working with it, but that when you leave at night, it's still going strong and stays fired up all throughout the evening and into the night. And then when you come back in the morning, there's still hot coals in the oven. So your oven is working full time trying to keep at that temperature that you need to in order to cook these delicious pizzas. That's kind of an interesting way that you do that.
That's correct, yeah. And then the oven itself, you know, the certain times and certain heats, you can cook variety of foods, which we do. You know, that's our main source of cooking. Pretty much all the food that we cook inside here is based inside the oven. And you know, the lower temps, you could do baking breads and cookies, and then once you get to a higher heat, you know, you get vegetable charred and meat cooked, and then of course the pizzas, you know.
And you were talking about that you're going to do some turkeys and some hams for Thanksgiving. Give them a little shot at seeing how the pizza oven cooks some traditional Thanksgiving meals. That's kind of neat. Hey, you started out in a truck with Lumbre, and you still have the truck. You still do catering, and you still go off-site, off-premise. Tell us a little bit about your truck pizza business and the catering that you do for folks.
Absolutely. So we do a pizza food truck. We bring our oven to any site, party, wedding, business meetings, you name it. We come out and provide the pizzas and serve you our Lumbre pizzas. We are now taking caterings and events now that we're getting a little our foot in the door here at Cartel Coffee. We are able to do both now. This is one of our first weeks, second week, so we are going out doing both again. And, you know, it's going well. It's just a little more work. Earlier mornings, later right. nights, but that's what we signed up for. So
yeah, that's one of the reasons you're joining us on the phone, because you are getting ready for one today, and you're giving us that. Hey, you're going to be out at the Field of Dreams golf tournament. Your dad and Laura are putting together a pretty good event for to raise some funds to build that soccer field in West Tucson for kids. And so your truck is going to be featured there. When is that golf tournament, Leo?
It's November 23rd. Shotgun is going to be at noon. So, you know, we still need players. So if you want to join us, you have a good pizza. It's only $75 for, you know, to play, and also lunch and dinner.
And includes pizza, yeah, from Lumbre.
Yes,
so
that's yes.
So if you don't make it down between now and then to the brick and mortar location, the pizza, it'll be available at the golf tournament.
Yeah, it's going to be at Dorado Golf right. Course on Speedway in Wilmot.
Mm-hmm.
You can look us up at the website helpersforchildren.org,
mm-hmm.
and then you can call me at 520-222-4739, and I can give you more information on that.
That's fantastic. Well, Leo, I was telling your dad before we went on that one of my favorite things you serve is that elote, that you that corn on the cob with a delicious sauce that you put on it, and that is out of this world. I don't know how you came up with that, but that is amazing. So tell us a little bit about some of the specialties that you have there at the restaurant.
Yeah, aside from pizzas, you know, the elote loco, it's a corn on the cob, essentially, and we put our cilantro lime ranch, which is a Mexican crema, is what we do, and we add the parmesan, cilantro, and tajin, And it's pretty simple toppings, but man, it packs a lot of flavor.
Ooh, it's delicious.
And aside from the Lotterno, we have deviled eggs, which are a sleeper. You know, we do a bacon jam filling, and I like to say we have one of the best deviled eggs in town. You know, if it's a little odd, you know, with the pizza, and we see some deviled eggs on the side. Give it a shot. You might be surprised.
Right.
Leo, and I'm sorry to get in, but Leo, let's say if we offer a party of 30 or 50 people, can you talk to the public about having a party there and the courses that you can serve to a party? What would be the beginning and the end of a party if somebody wants to have a party there?
Yeah, if you want to come enjoy some time here inside the Cartel Coffee, we are open 11 to 9 from Wednesday through Saturday. Sundays we close a little early, but if you are wanting to come inside and enjoy a family meal with a group of people, we are able to do a 4 to 5 course meal, starting with salad and garlic knots, your choice of pizza, drinks, and a dessert, a wonderful dessert. And once we get our liquor license, we'll be able to provide those beverages as well. But we do offer, you know, sodas and the Cartel Coffee, obviously, they do a wonderful job at what they do as well.
Right. So we're talking with Leo Garcia Jr. and Leo Garcia Sr., the owners and proprietors of Lumbre Pizza a la Leña down on 210 East Broadway downtown, inside Cartel Coffee. So one of the things that we didn't sample it, but one of the things that your dad was raving about and you came over and told us how you made them was your dessert pizzas. You have a couple, and the one he was talking about, the Nutella one, which is, so tell us, describe a couple of your dessert pizzas that you've created.
Yeah, that one's a classic. We use our pizza dough. We caramelize it with sugar, throw it in the oven, let it heat up, get a little caramelized on the dough. Then we pull it out, cut it up, and we add fresh strawberries, Nutella, and powdered sugar. It's pretty simple as well, but man, that one as well kind of, it throws you off in a good way.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds delicious, and of course your dad was really really pulling that one up. That was an important one. So what was your favorite part about the Pizza Sixto when you were there? The ambiance was pretty cool, but it was an interesting experience, wasn't it?
Yeah, the ambiance was great, but I was fascinated with the corn.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had never seen corn like that. Oh, you know, you order corn, you get corn, and that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe some butter with it, but this was the first time I've tried one of those custom corns, and they were very, very good.
It was delicious, yeah, and the pizza was delicious too. And that delicious crust that is lightly touched with that that flame that you have to make it a golden bronze, beautiful color, just perfectly well done, perfectly well done. Your dad was eating the crust because he likes it a little bit.
I do.
He likes it a little bit toasty like that.
I'm right there. I'm right there with him. You know, I can't deny it.
Yeah, it was absolutely delicious. Well, we wish you all the best of luck, and we're going to come down and see you some more. We invite everyone to come to Lumbre Pizza a la Leña, which is at 210 East Broadway downtown, between 4th and 5th Avenue on Broadway there, inside the Cartel Coffee location. Parking is pretty easy. We got easy parking spots right near there, so it's kind of a nice easy place to get to. And of course, if you want to come out on the 23rd to the golf course, and you can see the pizza truck in action as they make pizza for those golfers, so that'll be fun.
And they have on the website,
mm-hmm.
and also Instagram and Facebook. You can look us up at Lumbre Pizza La Leña. You can follow us there, and also to schedule on Instagram, you can get the information to schedule for our catering.
Right, and the food truck can come out and be part of your activity. I know that
Correct.
Wade Schultz was with us, and he was having pizza with us the other night, and he's a big big fan of Lumbre Pizza a la Leña, and so he's had him out for his yes. company and so forth. Leo Garcia Jr., thank you so much, Chef, for coming and being with us. Leo Sr., thank you for being here. Thank you, Sixto. We'll be back after the break, and we'll add some alcoholic beverages to this, because we're going to talk with Billy Netherton celebrating their 40th anniversary at Professional Bartenders. So thank you for being here, guys. We appreciate it. We'll be down to get some pizza, and good luck with the golf tournament. Let's get some more golfers in there, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice, Tucson. Only live local news and talk. We'll be back right after the break with Billy Netherton. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. With me is my co-host today, my good friend and my campaign manager when I ran for mayor. I said campaign manager, campaign chair when I ran for mayor, Sixto Molina. Good morning, Sixto.
Good morning, Dr. Ackerley.
We've tipped back a few in our day. We know when you go to those rubber chicken dinners and all the things we went to over the couple of years, yeah, you're kind of forced to kind of have a little libation while we're doing that. So we're aficionados of what's good and how to do that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we call it aiming fuel in the golf games that we play. At least that I call it. I realize I'm a much better drinker than I am a golfer because I'm not good at the golf game. Well. Talking about having a professional bartender know what to get you, Billy Netherton is here. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning. Great to be here with you guys. Matt, thanks for the wonderful bartender intro. Love that stuff.
Yeah. Bill, I was actually thinking as I was driving in with Morgan, how long have we known each other? It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Well, I've been drinking this morning, so I can't remember. So I stopped off at the Cow Pony for a couple of Bloody Marys. Hey, it's Friday.
It's Friday, right? Yeah. Probably, you know, maybe 40 years, you think, maybe?
It's been a long time, man. Yeah. It's been a real joy and a pleasure to get to know you, and it's amazing how fast time flies by.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your 40th anniversary of your company. You have Professional Bartenders Unlimited, and you've done a great job. And even during the COVID years, you survived, and here you are with a great company, and you're definitely a success story, as we like to celebrate on Jump in Tucson. So let's talk a little bit about how you thought about, okay, I'm going to get, of course, you were working at TGI Fridays and being a bartender yourself, but how do you get into, you know, providing the bartending to parties and private events and the things that you've done over the years? How'd you come up with that idea?
Great question, and in the spirit of transparency, one of my bartending buddies by the name of Stephen Eckert from Creve Coeur, Missouri, St. Mm-hmm. Louis area. Steve came up with the concept of a mobile bartending service, mm-hmm. and we kicked that idea around for a couple of years, and then we decided to put it into action. There was a couple gals that had a book they put out called The Guide to Catering in Tucson, and there was about a bunch of caterers, and there was mm-hmm. about a dozen bartending services. So I got on the phone, and I called them off. Man, there's a lot of people doing this. I'm not sure if I want to get into this business or not. And I called all these phone numbers, and literally every phone number had been disconnected. Mm. There was one or two. One of them I left a message for. They never called me back. The other people did. And I thought, my gosh, maybe I don't want to be in this business. But what I found out was, no matter what business someone decides to jump into, you've got to pay your dues and build your foundation. And you start every business one client at a time. And so that's how we started. We hired a bookkeeper. We got a business license through the city of Tucson. And we had some business cards made, and we were off and running.
Yeah, and you kind of worked the first couple of years out of your van and then out of your house after that.
That's true. I started the business out of the back of my 1977 Chevy van, which, by the way, I still have to this day. Right. It's not in the fleet, but it's our marketing and branding van. Mm-hmm. So I park it at different locations around town prominently, and it's just good exposure.
Right. And then you obviously overtook your house there for a while and were storing alcohol in your house and putting your van over there. That was an interesting part of your life.
I'll tell you what, I ran the business out of a residential home for 22 years on the east side. Thank goodness there wasn't an HOA. But and my neighbors were just wonderful people. They are wonderful people. But I used to give those guys gift cards and say, hey, I'm sorry about the vans. And you should have seen that property during homecoming. I had U-Haul trucks and vehicles around there. It was crazy. So I was glad to move into my new space, which, as you know, Ed, is about 100 yards from this radio station.
Right.
So having my own turnkey 3,000 square foot building is truly a dream come true for me and such a blessing. in my life for myself and my team. It gives us the opportunity to grow and expand with our community.
Right. Early this year, you had a nice little gathering for your clients and the people who have been your friends over the years. And Billy was there. Billy Shaw was playing. And
yes.
And some of the other buddies that were playing some music. You had some delicious food. It was great. And we got to sample some of the wares that you offer to people. That was kind of fun.
It's hard to believe. 1984, I started the company when I was 24 years young, and it's 40 years now. I mean, right. Even to say that, is mind-boggling to me how fast time goes by. It was a great gathering. We probably had 300 to 400 people come through the doors that day, and that's why we did it from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. because you can't have that many people in a two-hour event.
Right.
But yeah, Billy Shaw Jr. opened up.
I think
up.
I was there from noon till 10 because I was there the whole time.
That's true. Well, when you're having fun, why would you want to leave?
Right.
Two open bars, food from Sasha's Deli.
Wonderful people, too.
Andy Hersey played, who's a great entertainer and songwriter.
Yeah.
DJ Brian Mackey filled the gap in the middle, and it was just wonderful to have all these vendors and people, family and friends that have been so supportive of myself over the years through all the difficulties that we've been through.
Oh my goodness.
There's been so many challenges, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, Sixto, you and I, when we were running for mayor, one of the things we often talked about were the relationships that we had, and that's important in politics and in your line of work when you were a police officer and, of course, when you were a town manager and police chief and so forth. Relationships are really important, aren't they?
Oh, they're everything. You have to have communication both ways.
Right.
As a cop, you need that information, you know, people calling in with crime tips and so you can solve serious crimes. And in business is the same way.
Yeah.
If you don't have relationships, you're not going to get much business.
I know that one of the things that people ask me, what's the biggest thing I got out of running for mayor? And I have to say it was people telling me their story and the relationships that were, celebrated, but also started in many cases with people. And Bill, that's what your business is all about. Professional Bartenders Unlimited is really, although you're selling a product, which is the service of professional bartending, it's all about the relationships that you have, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Listen, I'm a second generation Tucson native. I'm Bill Netherton Jr. My father was born here, U of A grad, law school. So there's a lot of Nethertons in Tucson. And my job in this whole relationship, partnerships in the community, is to build as many bridges as I can and build upon the Netherton family name in addition to the Professional Bartenders brand, because we can't do it without our valued customers. And we have so many over 40 years that they start out as customers, Ed, and you gentlemen know this, and they become close friends in your life because they're just good people. We're all living and working in this community together, trying to do the best that we can on this wonderful journey that all of us are on. So one of the company slogans, as you know, is be a guest at your own party.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Awesome,
that's
awesome. Yeah.
We were, Morgan and I were over at the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus Gala the other night, and we saw you there, and we were both marveling at you. How many people that were at that gala that you knew, that you walked around and talked to, about half of the people that were there, you had a relationship with them because you had either done a party for them or went business and done something for
them. It's amazing. I wasn't planning on stopping by that event. I looked at my roster of events. I thought, oh my gosh, Harlow's is right on my way home. I've got to come by and say hello to my bartenders, not knowing who was going to be there, because you never know. And suddenly, I see all these wonderful people, including you and Morgan. And it was like, wow, it was like old home week.
That was pretty funny. That was great. And it was amazing to watch you work the crowd. I thought I was good at working a crowd. Billy, you're really good at doing it. You're amazing. So. Yeah,
thank you. And, you know, years ago, people would say, when are you running for mayor? I said, I have no interest in that, but I still want to be in the community.
I got a knucklehead friend that'll do that for us.
Yes,
but,
we do.
Hey,
before I forget, I wanted to say thank you for your service in law enforcement. I'm a big fan of first responders and people that serve our community. I attended the Rockin' for Heroes event.
Oh, that was awesome,
which was such a great cause. And the people that put that on and everybody involved, it's a great thing for our community.
Right. Well, yeah. Sixto
Thank
is
you.
Just a real,
yes,
a real a real hero in my mind of in his own right for his service. And then, you know, he was retired and just doing therapy, which is what we fondly call playing golf therapy a couple times a week. And I called him up and I said, hey, what are you doing? All you have to do is sign a few pieces of paper and go to a couple of events, and we end up, literally, we probably went to 500 events together. It was amazing. Yeah,
but you know bartenders are therapists, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, people, I sit there, you make them drinks, you listen to their problems, their successes, and then I tell them at the end of the conversation, don't worry, I will bill you later.
Well, Billy, you confirmed one thing for me. I've always heard that bartenders are talkers, and... Well, you have confirmed that.
This guy especially, I was a very, very, very shy boy growing up. I was the little boy that would peek out behind his mom or dad's pant leg. That was little Billy until I got my first job at Westward Lick Resort,
and it
brought me out of my shell.
I think Herman Elger was the GM back then, yeah.
And now my significant other, Judy, she says, what happened to you? Because you won't shut up.
Yeah. Well, you were at the TGI Fridays over there on Broadway, too, and that was an awesome experience. And as we were talking earlier, I made my name there very, very frequently.
That was a great gig, you guys. Seven years slinging drinks, flipping bottles and glasses. And you were literally on stage. When you walked into a Fridays, the bars, if you noticed across the country, were elevated. And the hardwood floors and the aluminum ceiling, so it was very boisterous and noisy.
Yeah.
But you're on stage, they wanted you to perform up there,
right.
And that's where that will bring out the best of personalities.
Yeah, that's great. Well, when we come back after the break, let's talk a little bit more about your 40th anniversary of Professional Bartenders Unlimited, what the other services you offer, and talk a little bit about what's in the future for you and your company and the good people that you have working for you. We're talking with Bill Netherton from Professional Bartenders Unlimited with Sixto Molina. I'm Ed Ackerley. We'll be back after the break to celebrate some more success stories with Bill Netherton.
Cheers.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Ed Ackerley on Jump in Tucson. My guest co-host this morning is Sixto Molina. Good morning again to you.
Good morning, sir.
And our CEO of Ackerley Advertising is with us, Morgan Murphy. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
So the reason I wanted you to say a little something is if you've had a little experience, you've worked at Little Abner's for many years and you worked at Growler's for a while, so you're a bartender by trade, right?
I love bartending, yes.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. You do become a psychologist for some of your customers.
Full-time therapist, yes.
Full-time therapist.
Morgan, we can add you to the roster, always looking for good extra help.
Yeah,
I know you're
definitely.
Busy.
I'm a talker. That's my thing.
That's half the fun.
Yeah.
Hey,
before I forget, real quick, my stepson's listening. Travis Spencer, if you're out there listening, I love you, buddy.
That's great. Professional Bartenders Unlimited, celebrating 40 years. And so you do, obviously, the obvious thing you do is you provide off-site or on-premise, whatever you want to call it, events for the people have, private events at homes, but also at other types of places. One of the big places you've done lots of work is the University of Arizona over the years, but lots of places all over town. So what kind of services does Professional Bartenders Unlimited offer?
So we are a full-service beverage catering company, to be specific. When you call us, one call literally does it all. We have a great online platform on our website where a client can just go on there in about 60 seconds, complete our online questionnaire, gives us all the details and particulars that we need, and that tentatively reserves their event date. But we have a number 10 beer and wine store license, which is really fantastic. That enables us to order directly from all of our local vendors, breweries, wineries, and they actually deliver directly to our office, just like we're a hotel, a resort, bar. So that number 10 license has been fantastic. We love our relationships with our local vendors. These people do a great job. So we do that. We provide all the bar and equipment rental. Mm-hmm. We have our own ice machine. We have our own ice merchandiser. So really, we are full-service beverage caterers because everything that we do from professional bartenders end is under one roof in-house. We don't need to rely on anybody else. And right. I found out years ago, when you rely on other people, unfortunately, as is human nature, sometimes they let you down.
Right.
So if there's any problems now, we have no one to look at and blame but ourselves for not getting it right. But yeah, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, tailgate parties for University of Arizona,
right.
Homecoming, Arizona Bowl's coming up. That's exciting. So lots of things like that.
Yeah, speaking of the Arizona Bowl, Sixto and I had the good fortune of kind of hosting the away teams as they came in for their happy hour tents and so forth. And I thought it was just this last time we played, an amazing set up. I got there. We had to get there about 3 hours early to get set up. And your guys, oh my goodness gracious, dude, they worked their butts off. And they had that place ready to go with, and there was, we served thousands of people in those tents. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yes. Yeah. You know, those two schools, I believe it was the Toledo Rockets and the Wyoming Cowboys, right?
Right, yeah, we were on the Wyoming side.
Those schools travel so well. Yeah. And boy, when they're on vacation, they sure like to drink.
They sure do. They had some fun. You know, you talked a little bit about your number 10 license, and that's kind of an important point here. What's really good about your service is that you're not at your party trying to tell your buddy to stop drinking or you've had too much. You have professional bartenders. They know the law, and they know what they're supposed to do, and that's really important, especially from a liability standpoint for the person who's ordering your services, right?
Yeah, it's huge. We chat about and discuss literally on a daily basis alcohol awareness. Mm-hmm. Listen, we all have a moral obligation to each other, whether you know somebody or not, to make sure that everyone gets home safe. Mm-hmm. And every other person on the road going the opposite direction gets home safe to their loved ones as well. So we talk about it a lot. We need to keep it in our forefront. Mm-hmm. There's so many alternatives to not drinking and driving, as right. Cisco could tell you. You know, yeah. there's Lyft, there's Uber, there's so many things. Yeah. But you know, our job is to make sure that everybody has a really great, safe experience. So we're really in tune with those things, Ed.
Right. You know, we're talking to Bill Netherton, the owner and proprietor of Professional Bartenders Unlimited, in business for 40 years now. I tease you about this, and I tease Brian about this when we go to one of your events. And this is just a little touch that I think is so cool, especially at the U of A tailgate parties. There's a little jar or a little bowl of nuts on the bar. So while you're waiting for your beverage to be prepared, you kind of grab a little couple of handful of nuts and you stand there. That is so cool.
We've tried to thank you for that. We've tried to switch that up a bit and put them in individual cups now.
Right.
You know.
It is cool, though, but I mean, that's just a sample of the professional part of your Professional Bartenders Unlimited. You attention to detail. What an amazing thing.
It's funny you mentioned that. We used to put out the Hershey's miniature chocolates,
right.
The Mr. Good Bar, the Crackle, the regular and dark chocolate, and we would have clients. I did an event, and these clients showed up. They said, oh, my gosh, it's the chocolate bartenders. And they said, we were at a graduation party earlier today, and we saw the same chocolates on another bar, so we knew it was you guys, professional bartenders.
That's great.
That was really cute.
Tell us a little bit. You know, we have a good mutual friend. I actually played football with his brother. We call him Moochie, but Artris was his name. And Brian is your general manager, and then you've got Sistine and some lots of people have been working for you for a long time. You got a great staff.
Yeah, Brian Wilson, general manager. Sistine Arvisu, just an unbelievable,
amazing
woman, unbelievable lady, great office manager, mm-hmm. attention to detail. She's
never.
Really,
she might complain to you and complain to Brian, but I've never heard her complain. She's amazing.
Hey, I have an open door. She knows she can text me, call me anytime because we have to be transparent and we have to be. We have to listen to our team. That's mm-hmm. how we get better. But Sistine is an absolute rock star in the office. Mm-hmm. Her attention to detail is phenomenal. She's come such a long way, and she's such a huge integral part of mm-hmm. the success of this company. Joe Cedillo, our operations manager, runs the back of the house. Mm-hmm. He's very organized, which you have to be when you're that busy, and making sure these vans are loaded properly and they have the proper equipment, because when you get out to an event, you can't run over to get something.
Yeah.
It's game
If you're 23 miles away from the store, you can't do it. Yeah, you got to make it happen.
And listen, we have a roster of bartenders. A homecoming a few years ago, we had up to 70 bartenders. So we have subsets of staff with different skill sets, which is super important to our success.
That's great. Well, congratulations to you. How do people get in touch with you if they want to order you for a holiday party and get your services?
It's really simple. Probartenders.net. That's probartenders.net. That's the best way to reach us. Or you can call the office at 520-721-1577. So you too can be a guest at your own party.
That's great. Thank you so much, Bill, for being with us this morning. Congratulations to you on your success here in Tucson. And
we're already done. That's it.
Yeah, Sixto and I will be very, very, very be your samplers for you anytime. Okay.
Okay. Well, safe consumption's worse. Hey, by the way, we've never had an accident, claim,
never.
Or mishap,
never.
And Crest Insurance Group is very happy about that.
Yeah, we love Cody.
All right.
That's
thank
great.
You, Tucson. Love you guys.
Great. Well, Jump in Tucson is produced and directed by Ackerley Advertising. Comes to you from Bustos Media. Thank you for for listening, and we hope that you will jump in Tucson.